The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
How feels what going on, my?
Are you good enough?
Yeah, I tell you, just pull out mic there.
Pull one.
Yeah, pull one there.
Yeah, man, I good, man.
Nice, man. So I see what we'll talk about what you have coming up, but of course, Father's Day is coming up. You know, but I see with some of these single fathers association and thing, what it is, you give up, you resign, or what?
Nah.
Oh, I thought I saw something on Facebook and I said, what's going on with this man?
That was just leading up to the election.
Oh, okay. I was talking about,
I mean, because I wasn't seeing a number of the issues being raised.
Yeah.
On the MP's on the trail when people were trying to bring themselves forward to be candidates and representatives.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't see a lot of the issues raised.
Mm. What issues you wanted to see raised?
I mean, paternity leave for sure, number one.
Right.
You can't be talking about fathers making contribution, equal national insurance contribution, and still getting 2 to 3 days. And if you're on a contract, you're getting none.
Right.
So, I mean,
that's some men out there who make insurance every week.
Yeah.
They all have paternity leave, by?
Nah, I mean, it's very similar to giving it to a woman, you know. One woman, but you understand? Just and more likely than not, you're married, your spouse, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So it's very, very easy to deal with.
Yeah.
Even if you wasn't married, you have one per year, just like a woman will have one per year. It's very rare she gets pregnant twice per year.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Right,
cool.
It's a rare phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
So paternity leave particularly is one of the main things. We have things that we talk about. We see issues like paternity fraud.
Right.
We see issues where we see men struggling with suicide, where we see them 94% the most homeless in Trinidad and Port of Spain. These are stats from the ministries.
Yeah.
And not seeing anything being done, and men are a part of our society.
Of course.
Because boys grow to be men, so the same issues that men face, you know.
Yeah,
you think your son ain't going to face it?
Yeah, he might be a revolving door.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Issues like those are issues that are brought to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a constituency office.
Right.
And long and short of the story, as a member of parliament, you have to be ready and capable to represent the issues of everybody.
Yeah.
Men, women, and children.
Yeah. And I think I saw something very into ministry, which I've been talking about. Is it social development or community? So we should be dealing with those kind of issues.
Correct. Right? So, the clip you may have seen me talk about is about social development in our society. You just can't be looking at developing our society in a manner where we think the social development ministry is there for generation and grants only, of grants.
Yeah.
It's a grant hub. It should really be there to develop the lives of persons away from dependency and into self-reliance and sustainability.
Right.
You understand? You want to be able to do those things. So we have laws within the social development ministry, right?
Yeah.
That you're on a disability grant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some people on disability grants that they could still sit down and sell some mango. They still try to do it. They could sit down and sell a bottle of water.
Right.
But you see them reprimanded for doing that because the law says that you shouldn't own over $12,000 a year if you're on a disability grant.
Right.
Now, I'm saying there are those that really can't get up and do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But there are those that mentally frustrated and depressed.
Right.
And the little grant they're getting is still not sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Why not encourage them to say, hey, sell a bottle of water.
Yeah, do something.
Sell some mango.
Encourage them to do something. Send them in the right direction.
Those kind of things.
Yeah.
So it had to move people away from this level of dependency.
Yeah, yeah. But they like that. That's what they like. They like you to be dependent on
them. Look at
our
society today. We should have. Part of our problem we just talk about is poverty.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's not really poverty, you know.
Yeah.
Is financial mismanagement.
Right.
People have an income and don't have the understanding of how to budget to be able to have money to spend and to have a little pretense to save.
Right.
The older generation without going to school for some reason had that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So they know how to put down for the future generations.
Their parents doing it.
Correct. But this generation is more a generation bent on expenditure.
So
by the time you get your income, your expenditure
gone.
And we don't have little classes in the community teaching these things, teaching the benefit of generational wealth,
but if you
putting that knowledge in the minds of people.
It's really blaming people, because if you want to take a call, this same phone, whether it's beyond right truth, there's so many things you could see on this phone on YouTube to learn how to manage money and do things.
Correct.
You know, positive things.
But what we had a study to base now, everybody know how to operate this phone, you know? If you look at the digital inclusion survey, they like shippiness too.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna run away from that negativity too.
Mm.
But not everybody, and some people will watch that whole video.
Yeah.
and don't understand that word.
Nothing but.
Don't understand what equity investments mean. Don't understand.
It's what explain it in the simplest form.
You have to bring that in the community. The phone is good.
Yeah.
But I think if you're sitting on the ground as a layman,
yeah,
and you say, let me see your expenditure. How much you making? $6,000?
Right.
This is how we move from here. This is what you do from here.
Mm.
If we get people going into the communities to do that, some people making $6,000.
Mm.
You're living on a land, you ain't paying no rent, and still sometimes they're still under pressure. Some people making $20,000.
Mm.
And in more pressure financially than the man making $5,000 and $6,000.
Mm.
Who understand how to manage his expenses.
Yeah.
So it's critical and important to do. They don't teach them thing in school, you know.
Exactly. And that's what
they don't teach them thing in school.
The curriculum needs to change. You see me?
The first thing you come out of school is a loan. I'm not saying loans are bad, but you have to have a certain financial management skill, debt management skill, before you embark on particular types of loans. I will never say it bad, but there's a skill that is required so that you could use a loan for your benefit.
Right.
We don't teach people. I learned those things off a trial and error.
Mm.
You understand? I come out of school selling CD on the streets.
Right.
And I learn them things through trial and error.
Right.
And these are things that can be taught.
Mm-hmm.
These things I teach my sons from small.
So when they're doing principles of business in school, that's just a practical kind of thing. It's no theory in it.
It clearly can't. It possibly doesn't possess it or break it down in that way. My son did POB and POE.
Yeah.
I never do business in school, but I became a businessman through the very same way, experiential knowledge.
Yeah.
And he said a lot of what he learned is the things that I taught him. It was easy to understand so many things in school, but so many things I taught him wasn't in the books. So long and short of the story, that is where we have a big gap. We have life skill gaps.
We're falling short, yeah.
Life skill gaps is what we have. Yeah. Everybody should have life skill gaps, because no matter what you become, dentist, lawyer,
need them life
mason,
skills.
Whatever, look at the among that trade skill we have. Talented trade skill. In all kind of things. They will build these buildings.
Mm.
Some of these fellas, they don't have a ID card.
Yeah.
They don't have a bank account.
Nothing.
They just have the natural skill.
Yeah.
But nobody give them that level. Teach them that level of financial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Teach them those things.
Yeah.
So every time they make the money, they know it's to spend it one time.
Mm.
You understand? They don't know where to put it, where to leave it, where to rest it, where to invest it.
And
they don't have an idea.
This is why I doesn't want to go back to this. This is why I get vexed with this Emancipation Support Committee, boy, because it's organizations like these supposed to teach our people, our young men, about these things you're talking about, boy.
It's important to have them kind of things in our community, no matter where it come from. Once you see it get down there, it's very, very, very important. So persons understand that, hey, look, so a simple example. When my son finished CXC, people ask me, you're sending them, because he didn't do bad, he do good in CXC. You're sending them in Form 6, you're sending them, a lot of the parents have
right.
I say, no.
Yeah.
He don't want to go Form 6 and I'm sending him Form 6.
Work.
I said, day, he want to work.
Yeah.
Whether he work in my business or he work in the grocery, I will take care of him from now the same 4 or 5 years.
Because
I had to feed him, I had to clothe him the same way if he was going to school.
Right.
And every cent he make, he had to save it.
Right.
So by the time he reach 5 years, even if he work for $3,000 a month,
Save
3 by 12, 36, 36 by 5.
Saving that, boy.
He have a capital.
Right.
So we as parents know, you don't even have to have nothing.
Yeah.
But you could do certain things and provide amenities for your children for the next 4 or 5 years they could work and not only save money, you know, but develop a sense of financial responsibility.
But somehow too, as soon as the child reach 18, you know,
tell a parent, give me money, you know, long am I in here, you're minding them all the time. And the thing is, if you decide to send them Form 6, you know, you're paying the bills still paying for lessons on top of that.
Boy, discouraging greatness.
So, and the thing is, by the time I get my law degree, when I was 27,
look at that.
You understand? 27, I had no use it. When I started to work, my CXC passes didn't help me no time then.
Yeah.
I had no passes until later down the road and became a businessman. These kind of things, as we have in our discussion, these are the things you had to use life skill, you had to use sense, common sense.
Common sense.
So you had to be able to sit down and say, hey, my son now finished CXC.
Yeah.
If he had to work in the grocery or the gas station, you put that child down and you show him that here what's going on. You're saving $2,500 a month. I go mine you for the next 4 years as I'm mining you already.
But some people might feel that encouraging laziness.
Oh, encouraging laziness.
Some people might feel
that. That is teaching them how to build their capital. That is teaching them how to manage money to see it and not need to spend it.
Yeah.
When you save it and you put it there and you have a goal, you have a short-term goal to achieve that will carry you somewhere further. When that child see, all right, I save my first $2,000 because he moved from $10 to $100 to $1,000 to $10,000 to $100,000. And that child develops a sense of a financial maturity that big people who just collecting their paycheck their whole life don't even have as yet. So in that 4 years, he in the school of what they call hard knocks. People don't believe that exists. But once you see he reach the age of 20, 21, and he start that at 16 when he can legally work, he have a capital and he have a ball of financial intelligence and financial restraint. And with that financial restraint, does come a financial power sometimes, knowing what to buy and when to buy or if to buy it at all. Some youths don't have that. They make a whole check. They're looking for the, what is by Prada?
Or so that thing made from China.
Correct. So long and short of the story, when you put that in your child, you don't have to be rich. Why are you telling you here? You know, you could be at the bottom. But you have paved that way. Once you have that plan with them, you open a joint account to them and make sure they stick into them side of the bargain.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, you will change that child's life without. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Definitely. All right, we have another challenge with the WhatsApp. The folks that are signed back in December, call us up. You know, if you want to get into the conversation, you know, the number 625-2257, 627-3223. Now, Father's Day is coming up. You know, as always, I've always had this contention over the years, Father's Day versus Mother's Day. Look, you're still hearing ads about Mother's Day. Mother's Day done, you know. And you're still hearing ads on the radio about Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day. When Father's Day come, my dear, I had for Father's Day the day before. Sure. You know, why is it that, you know, I mean, Father's Day is just, you know, like just forgotten, boy. Just a wherever, boy. To have good fathers out there. And how could women be mothers without fathers? Mm-hmm. You know?
Correct.
What is really?
Correct. I mean, I think it's an extension of the way we forgot about men on the whole.
Mm-hmm.
The way we kind of vilified men for the last 2 decades, you know. Man was painted. Even when we grew as boys' bases, it's like you had to be, there was the fear of your the possibility of you growing into a bad man, you know. It's not like you was aspiring to be a man and it was something to look. It was a fear. Don't be a deadbeat father. Don't be a waste of time man. Don't be a dog. So everything is your definition of being a good man is to not be something else. Opposed to empowerment. You understand?
True.
So it was more as a young boy you growing young I wrote a deterrence. Dobie. Because they're saying this is what man is. And we've done that and we had to be honest. And this now is time for us to change the rhetoric.
Gotta change that, boy.
Now it's time for us to show, because all the time when they was talking about the deadbeat men, it had men doing the right thing, you know?
Always
had scores of men doing the right thing, but as they always say, they always select the one or two bad eggs or bad apples or bad bananas in the bunch. And use that as the mole, which is always the problem. So that's one of the reasons we even rebrand Single Fathers Association to Fathers. Because we started to see a zeal from young men wanting to be like us, wanting to be fathers like us, but thinking, hey, we could be father without woman. And that is not what we want. We want that co-parenting relationship.
Because I've been a lot of young when there's a lot of young people getting married younger these days.
Correct.
A lot of people.
Correct. So it is very, very, very important for us to understand, for the young men to understand, hey, fatherhood and family is a joint thing. You might end up in a situation where two of you will end up separated, but still, you could still have a good co-parenting relationship. They cannot do that by themselves, however. The other party also have to be willing to do it as well. And it's until we bring that kind of narrative and we start holding people responsible for their behavior, whether it be men, whether it be women at this point in time as well, we will continue wasting time. And that is the reality.
Yeah, man. Has the Fathers Association gone into an event here where they actually teaching men, like young men, how to be fathers, or men who never really had that father figure and thing, like how to be a father? I mean, I know it's not something you could teach off the bat, it's something you probably learn along the way. But in terms of mentorship and fathering, what it really, really means to be a father.
You're the right word. And that is what we've done a lot of. Mentorship.
Yeah.
Mentorship. Just last week, I saw one of the young boys we mentored from our community. They say was so bad and dangerous. One of the young boys from our football team, and he traveling home, flagged down the car just to come out and stop to talk to Mr. Fields.
Yeah.
And that is it. You give them a good example. You give them something to, you give them a something that look like them.
Yeah.
To be like.
A reason.
You understand? Yeah. I remember one of the things from that same group. Anyway, see any member of that whole team or any other the other guys we have some of them who travel to the United States already, joined the military across there. Mm. Boys that we teach to tie the tie as well.
Yeah.
Corporal Small and myself, but Sergeant Small now, that doing exceptionally well, that is checking in with us. When they go and get married, they're checking in with us too.
Okay, okay.
That is the show, the kind of father figure. Boys that we call sons who we didn't father.
Yeah.
We intentionally call them sons. Mm. So they understand how it songs, a man's voice songs calling them son.
Right.
Not every boy had that opportunity, you know, to hear a man say, son, yeah, how you
yeah.
going?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we intentionally planted that seed so that they felt like if they were being fathered.
Right.
And you see, if you see, you see those experiences is what teaches a young man to aspire to be a good man.
Mm.
Because they see the reflection of good men out there too.
Yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
the old talk, old narrative about this or that beat man ain't no good, your father ain't no good. If that is all the young man he in, then he think, well, boy, he out for doom and gloom, you know. Mm. And any little mistake he make, the first thing he go say is my father child. And my mother say my father bad, or my neighbors used to say my father is this.
Mm. But what we could do to change on that, to change women especially to stop really the bad talking in the men, boy. Because some women, nothing good don't come out of their mouth about men, boy. Nothing.
And we had to just be honest and be real. If a woman really examine her life, she could say that a man don't play a good, positive role in it in any way, form, or fashion. There's no woman who could say that. There must be one man that has and continues to do something for you.
Yeah.
Whether it's your co-worker, whether it's your friend, whether it's your father, whether it's your uncle, whether it's your stranger, whether it's a neighbor, that has put some kind of positive contribution in your life. Whether it's a man who just pass and help you change a tire when you're flat on the road.
Right.
And that is the reality of it.
Mm.
You see, but you see, we in a society where we haven't healed. We haven't healed as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of negative. We have persons who are supposed to be doctors going on television and radio and saying that men hate women and making these kind of flabbergasting comments that have no statistical truth to it. And because it is highly emotive, people run with it. Men just protect women all the time. I have seen men go to save women, and just last year I was talking about it, about three or four men went to save women drunk themselves and save them, you know. Save them and drunk strangers who don't even know them. So we ought to be appreciative of what the other brings. There are a group of people who hate to hear about rules and functions and whatever. But the truth and the matter of it is we must appreciate each other with our strengths. And a lot of the same roles they hate is the strengths, where we find our strengths.
Yeah.
A man's strength is in protection no matter what they say. We can't change that. That is one of our roles. So just as we have roles, women have certain roles too. But don't ever say that, because that is heresy. That is heresy. But the reality is that a man must understand that if something happens in his family, he must assert the authority of protector every single time it happens, and it will continue to happen, because that is how we were built and created so to be.
Yeah, boy, for real, eh? We have Mr. Fields here, of course, Fathers Association, no longer the Single Fathers Association, but Fathers Association. But in terms of single fathers, we do have a lot of single fathers out there who do anything, play any role, whether it be with their sons and their daughters. What are some of the reasons, like, over the years men gave you why they became single fathers?
Well, majority of the times is due to separation, 99.9%. There's also the instances when, mommy dies.
We see
plenty of that too, and daddy is the one that take up the responsibility, and that is why I will hint back a bit to paternity leave. When mommy die, and daddy had to take the role, and daddy had 2 to 3 days paternity leave.
2 to 3 days.
How are we going to make that happen? I mean, he going to proceed on vacation leave.
Yeah.
He going to proceed on every other leave that he have just to be able to stand in that gap. Even when mommy is alive too, the same thing. But sticking to the point of the single fatherhood, 90% of the time is separation, is acrimony, and it goes to show how, as I say, people get married younger, but they're getting divorced younger too.
Same way.
So almost 50% of people getting married within 3 to 5 years, they barely cross the permission time for divorce, and they're ready to divorce already. And it goes to show that we are not basing marriage or we're not developing our society in a particular way for even strong marriages. That is a part of societal development where we could go to find conflict resolution if we done married and we need to resolve something instead of going by somebody who separated and giving you the worst advice to cause you to get separated just like them. Where in the community we could go? Where in the community a young couple who want to get married could walk in? And I'm talking about church, because now everybody does say they want to go and they want the pastor to know, and they want the, they go in the church and they don't the pastor know the business, some of them. Where we could go, a neutral place where we could get sound advice. Back in the days, they had the elders.
Right.
You understand? But where do we have in this modern society now?
Really have to go back and rejuvenate some things.
You understand? So you want to get married and you should have never married in the first place.
Somebody should be there to ask you, you sure you want to get married to this man? You sure you want to get married to this one? You sure all you think together, you're all compatible in the first place, because people don't really know what it is going on. But you know, of course, Father's Day is coming up. The Father's Association and TNT has seen collaboration with Echo Titan Community and celebration of Father's Day across TNT presents the Father and Family Hike and Plan. Tell me about that.
Yeah, man. So the Echo Titan community had reached out to me earlier this year with a brilliant idea. Now, they normally do their flagship hike and plant event. They are a group that promotes, I mean, environmental advancement and reforestation and these kind of things. I honestly had never heard of them before, but when I looked into them and saw the great work that they were doing and doing across Trinidad and Tobago, I automatically fell in love with the idea. And we decided that the best time for us to partner was for Father's Day. Because you would always hear me talking about seed. When you talk about father, in my view, you talk about seed. You talk about planting future generations. And that is exactly, that is our theme for this whole event, this hike and plant. Planting future generations. Because to me, it has a symbolic side, not just the physical side of planting. You understand? It's very important. A man must understand his value. He must understand, first of all, where he plant to make sure it's good soil. And then additionally to that, he must understand that he has a duty to take care of what is being planted. A duty to mold it. A duty to make sure it stands straight. A duty to make sure it bloom, it blossom, it flourish. So the essence, just when they brought the idea of us collaborating, I said there was no better time to collaborate than for Father's Day. And we decided that we want to do this hike and plant. We're going to do this hike and plant. It's going to be Pinal, Quinnam Road, Mendez Village, and Siparia.
And
I'm about Siparia in my life.
So you're hiking
time.
And then you're going and plant after you hike?
So they will have already prepared the site.
Right.
The Titans. They will prepare the site. We have the seedlings available as well.
Okay.
And then you would go, you put the seedlings down into the holes and these things, and we plan that when the seedlings spring up, that we go back and the family tag the tree. Those that survive, we go back and we do a tagging session as well. So it's like a family bonding thing as much. Why? We're killing two birds with one stone. While we're reforesting and we're helping our environment and doing all these good
things.
Bringing
our family together.
We're bringing our family together for a memorable event.
For generations and generations.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Because you and your grandchildren and your great grandchildren go watch that tree.
We planned that tree.
Yeah,
we planned this tree. Some people have nothing to remind themselves of things they did together. And a tree is something living hundreds of years.
That's right.
You understand? And you could understand three generations down the road come to see the tree grandma and them plant.
Great grandfather planted that tree.
Correct.
For Father's Day.
That generational wealth, not in money. But that generational wealth, that in family bond is what we want to develop that day. Is what we want to promote that day. And that is why we open it to the family. Just make sure that our daddy day. Bring out, make sure that our daddy is there. And bring out the sons, bring out the daughters, the wives come out too. And make this is a symbolic thing in my eyesight.
Right, you understand?
Very symbolic event. It starts at 7. Get there early. Get there for 6. You know, Trinidadians say 7, they want to come 8. Okay? People go out and hike and leave you.
Yeah, man. And I see free eye testing, prostate testing, sickle cell testing, and much more, man. So
men's health. We like to run from that.
Well, boy, you know, I just do a thing every day lunchtime, doctor. Men will be calling and say, well, boy, I've been urinating and bleeding for the past 3 months. Doctor, what to do? You urinating and bleeding for 3 months and calling taxi, doctor.
I don't know already. And that is it. So it's very, and it's interesting, eh?
Yeah.
I was in a men's seminar, International Men's Day in Greenhill. I was one of these speakers. And a doctor came in,
yeah,
and he gave an interesting discussion on the reason why that is.
Mm.
And he say a young boy and a young girl up to the age of 5
mm.
visit the doctor customarily for similar reasons.
Right.
But however, after the age of 5 mm. the way the health system and the framework is, possibly because of the woman's body as well,
yeah,
a woman has biological demands that require she goes to the doctor more often.
So it instills.
So she get period,
yeah, yeah,
she go to the doctor.
Right, right.
She has to get a pap smear, she's 20, 21, she yeah. comes, she has to go to the doctor. Mm. She get pregnant, she yeah. has to go to the
doctor. Okay.
But when it comes to men,
yeah,
we just go by the doctor when something paining, something
yeah, yeah.
wrong.
Yeah.
When we reach down to the end.
Yeah.
So there's no biological or not many biological triggers for men other than pain.
Hmm.
So when I heard him say that, I say, you know, yeah, that is something.
Yeah, it's something to think about. Yeah,
yeah, that is yeah. something to think about.
Yeah.
So that knowing that,
mm.
your health system
yeah.
must understand
mm-hmm.
that you must do things more to provoke men to come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they have less normal biological functions that,
right.
that will provoke them to go.
Mm.
You understand? Every woman who's pregnant going by a gynecologist.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So while she is there, mm-hmm. they will check on the baby, but they will check other things too. One
right,
time.
Right, right, right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So we, as men, we need a healthcare system
mm-hmm.
that encourages from boyhood. From the adolescent,
yeah,
it's cool to go and check the doctor,
mm-hmm.
even though you ain't feeling no pain. Whether right. if you're in sport, if you're in what, just go and do a checkup.
Mm.
So you need things, you need markers that encourage boys and men to go to the doctor without having to feel pain.
Mm, maybe like a Monday should have a men Monday, and that's when all men go by the doctor or something.
Something.
You know? Yeah,
but
yeah.
something that makes you know, well, this is Monday.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
This is time for man to go and get a checkup.
Yeah, yeah.
So we know, using that opportunity, as we know the men will come out because we know we have hiking enthusiasts across the country.
Yeah, yeah, man,
we encourage them to register, to join.
Mm.
You understand? I'll give the number.
Yeah, the number, yes.
Yeah.
294-4917, I'll call it.
Right, good.
Yeah.
Right, so we encourage you guys to join in your groups if you had to join in
yeah,
your group.
Man, yeah, man.
If all, and come down, take the hike, take the experience, plan the tree with your family,
mm.
have your family tree. We have a number of trees there.
Yeah.
Come out and enjoy the experience. We also had Mr. Shiraz Khan,
mm-hmm.
and he reached out to me. He loved the idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he said, boy, Mr. Fields, I want to bring down a little petting farm. He said, you know how much mm-hmm. children doesn't see a little kid when it's now born and get
okay,
a bottle
okay.
feed it?
All right.
So you bring out your children, let them get a little experience, yeah, a little bottle right. feeding of the little sheep and the kid
yeah,
and these kind
yeah,
of things.
And thing, yeah, man.
Also, the hunters and rescue,
yeah.
Mr. Valance Rambarati committed. He said, we go in, we
okay.
team coming out and going with all you too.
Hey,
so we are hunters, search and rescue going to be
yeah,
a part.
Safe like a
coming out, and we are not great yeah. number of them are fathers as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
asked them to bring their families as well and
nice
plant
one.
A tree as well. He told me last year they actually did a recovery of some lost person in that area.
Right, right, right.
So, I mean, so we have it from top to bottom, and
yeah,
we must shout out Eco Titans,
mm.
the Eco Titan community,
yeah.
who reached out to us,
mm.
and I think this is just
really a good
initiative.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's something
yeah,
you should
yeah,
do every year. In terms of the new administration, what are some of the things you like to see them put forward and fathers and that kind of thing?
Well, we had a meeting already with the Minister of the People, so
mm.
that was a good sign
okay.
to begin with in the first place, and
mm.
we Ministry of the People now, Ministry of the People, Social Development and Family Affairs, I believe. And just as what some of the things that I was saying before is some of the things that I said to Minister Vandana Mohit.
Mm-hmm.
I said we had a look at developing our society into this sort mm-hmm. of type of people.
Yeah.
And we also need to look at things that we weren't paying attention to before.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rate of suicide of men, 84%.
Right.
We must look at women as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're talking about 4 out of every 5 suicide victims is male,
men, yeah.
we understand we have a problem. And when we share, even she spoke about the homelessness being at 94% in the capital.
But
male.
But in the capital, what I just walk through Tonka, I just park my car and walk. I tell you, almost every week I seen a new face.
Correct.
A new face
and
on the street.
Let me be
a
real.
Man.
If we was walking in front of Royal Bank and there was only women line up in front of the...
Yeah, they would have do something.
They would have had some international
yeah.
group already.
Yeah.
UN women or somebody would have done flying already
hmm.
to relieve them of their homelessness.
Yeah.
You understand? And it's not just about relieving, putting them in a building.
Hmm.
It's about being able to see the hardships. Who need drug rehabilitation?
Yeah.
Who just displaced because it's hard times economically.
Mm.
That is the type of assessments that we need. And without doing that, the first thing we spoke to her about is research.
Mm.
We, for some reason, have failed to research on the issues pertaining to boys and men.
Right, right.
So you don't have any statistics or very little statistic, or at least not in-depth statistic, to be able to go down into the root causes of the problem and rectify them.
Mm-hmm.
Develop strategic programs that will fix it. Because some people will say, boy, we have psychiatric clinics all over the place. Yeah. So if a man wanted to kill himself, he could go in there.
That's
if you know anything about man, you would never put the word psychiatric in front of it.
Yeah, no man ain't going in there.
Male empowerment center, they go full it up.
Right.
Pa basketball court,
yeah.
Pa football field,
yeah,
pa cricket pitch, pa place they can play drafts and chess. But you have a building there too to deal with the psychosocial needs.
Yeah.
And these are some of the things we told her.
Mm.
You attract men and women differently.
Yeah.
And that is the reality of it. And if you don't do the research or you don't talk to the people who have the experience with it, you will build a set of infrastructure and nothing positive will be happening at that place.
Mm.
And that is exactly what we see happening sometimes.
Yeah, man. What about some of these deportees that we might be coming back here, but you think they could be, some of the men could be used to integrate back into society, at least even help out the situation with men and think if they could at least talk to them?
I always believe if, I mean, based on what you're charged for, based on if you're not a threat and a danger to society.
Yeah.
But to me, I find it a little hypocritical for us to be so afraid of 19 people who are Trinidadian nationals coming back to Trinidad, and we know their records.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we know what they give in.
Right,
so we know who to work with and who we have to keep or who we are to contain.
Yeah, yeah.
When we are thousands of people walking around and we don't know.
No, not more than me.
We don't know nothing about.
Yeah, at least
but
it's not
if there was murderer, if there was criminal, if there was rapist, we don't know. They're working for some of us too.
Mm.
Yeah, they really don't know.
Yeah.
They may be living a good life now.
Right.
Some may be doing that.
Mm.
But you really don't have no historical backing on them. And that to me is something you need to be just as concerned about.
Yeah, boy, more dangerous. All right, boy, Mr. Fields. But as always, keep up the good work. Anything else you want to say before we leave?
I mean, I just want to encourage. I mean, if I don't get back here before Father's Day, which I doubt I might, I want to wish people a happy Father's Day from now.
Mm.
It's Father's Month we're celebrating right now.
So I
want to encourage you guys, come down to Pinal Quinam Road, Quinam Road, Mendez Village, Siparia. We starting at 7. Come out and let me plant. Bring out your family or plant a tree together. Enjoy the day together as a family. Come out and have a good experience on that day. We want the national support on that day.
Yeah, man. Come out and support the men. All right. Thank you very much, Fields. Keep up the good work.
Yes, brother.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.